Community Connections at CBMS. Local sounds, thoughts, passions, and success. Celebrate local. Your neighbor's got a story to tell. Community Connections.
Good morning. We are live in the studio, CKMS Community Connections. It's the 29th of April. Scott McGovern from the City of Waterloo is here from the arts and cultural industries. We are going to be talking about upcoming events for the summer. Very exciting. And first, we're going to listen to Highness and Waiting Arms. Thank you, Scott, for coming into the studio to us, to see us here. Do you want to give us an introduction of who Scott McGovern is? And you even have some memories from CKMS, but would you introduce yourself for our listeners and viewers?
Yeah, certainly. It's so awesome to be here this morning and on your show, Yanni. Yeah, my name is Scott McGovern. I'm from the area. I grew up in Elmira and used to hang out in KW a lot when I was a teenager in my 20s. I currently live in Guelph, but as you said in your intro, my latest gig for the last 2 years is working for the City of Waterloo as a festival and events specialist, trying to make as many events and awesome events happen in the City of Waterloo.
That's very busy. I was very happy when I had reached out because CKMS wants to participate at the Open Streets, so I had emailed our contact, which was Lakin, and then I got a response back from you. So being a community radio station and finding allies in the community is so important to us. So thank you for supporting us, and then so excited to hear more about what you have to say and all of the events that City of Waterloo is either organizing or collaborating with and your affiliated partners. So talk to us.
Well, I would extend those thanks likewise, as it's great when community radio pays attention and helps our team promote and get behind and even participate like you do at our events. So it's fantastic. Yeah, and we were talking a little bit before it. For me personally, it's really extra special to be here today because I think it's almost been exactly, maybe to the month, 30 years since I've been at CKMS.
That's incredible.
It's really eye-opening. So I have I think CKMS was the first radio station I ever visited in my late teens. It was amazing to come in. At the time, there was walls and walls of vinyl records. It was really inspiring to see that people my age in their late teens at the time were given their own shows, and they could pick from any of those albums and play whatever they wanted and have their own theme to their show, and most importantly, play music that you'd never hear on mainstream radio. So that was amazing to see that, very exciting to peek behind those curtains. And then from then on, this is way before the internet really, so CKMS and CKWR were just my two stations, switching back and forth and trying to figure out when the cool shows were on, and really, really wacky stuff late at night. And it was like a real a portal into sort of alternative music.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
As well as exactly what your show is, a vital source of information for live music, for events, you know, before the internet, and when you actually had to quest for that, to research that stuff. So it's awesome to be back, and awesome that it's still going and is still like this great voice for our community.
Thank you. Yeah, we try to... Bob here has been an amazing resource. If you go on to our YouTube page, you can see all of the different podcasts that he's done. He's kept this show alive for 4 years.
5 years.
5 years. Mm-hmm. Definitely, this is our attempt to get to know our station better, because we are a bunch of volunteers. So this is our way to invite new programmers on the show, to get to know them. Jordan Kalis, one of our amazing programmers, came on. Richard was on here as well. So, you know, of course we want to support and get to know the city, but the cities, really, the tri-cities better. And now after the pandemic, we are eager to be back out there as well. And it sounds like you have a very busy summer ahead of you.
Yeah, I wouldn't deny that. My team really concentrates a lot of the events and programming and festivals into the summer months. So we're just about to hit our really busy season with at least one, sometimes two or more events per week around the city of Waterloo. Yeah, so kind of bracing myself and, you know, getting ready. A lot of details to figure out, but it's like the last two summers I've been in this position. It's it'll be great, and luckily we have a lot of interest in the things we do, great audience numbers and enthusiastic audience as well, and there's lots of great talent from this area to get behind and program and find new audiences as well.
So we played Highness. You guys are hosting a concert for them? Like, what are they involved with?
That's right. One of the main things I take on personally in my role is organizing the Campfire Series, which takes place in Waterloo Public Square. In past years, we've actually had some of them out in neighborhoods like Albert McCormick or other parks or municipal properties. But this year, we're decided just to bring it all back to the square, trying to create some unity and build audiences. There's eight of them throughout the summer, two each month of the warm months. So yeah, Highness will be playing on July 10th. It's in the square. It's free. It's from 6 till 8 p.m. I know it's kind of a long set for a band, but take some breaks and they're up for it. And it's very casual. We set up a propane campfire and set up a bunch of Muskoka chairs around
it. Oh, that sounds so nice.
Yeah, very. The idea is you kind of just come and like chill out in the square and relax and listen to some music and hopefully sit in the late afternoon, early evening sun. Yeah, very, very casual.
That sounds really nice. Mm-hmm. I think we all need that little bit of chill vibe.
Yeah.
Nowadays is like very needed for all of us, I think.
I think people embrace it. It's like very family friendly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always nice. People bring their dogs out. Just a lot of people are just walking by and hear the music and happen to just stop and end up staying for the whole thing. where people come and go. It's a nice opportunity, I think, for the public to get out, see some stuff, and in the center of the city, yeah.
What city of Waterloo, actually, or the arts and culture industry, what is your first event now coming up?
The first one for our summer season is coming up soon, next Wednesday, I guess, May 8th. That'll be the first of the Campfire series.
Oh, okay.
The one I was just speaking of. That one will be featuring a musician, two musicians I don't think are strangers to people who get out to see music in Kitchener-Waterloo. Sammy Duke, and he's playing with his friend Jerima Harvey on drums. I've never seen them play together. I've seen them both separately, booked them both separately, but I think together it'd be a really fantastic show, yeah.
Sounds like it. And we have some music lined up. Just Breathe, Sammy Duke. Just Breathe, Sammy Duke.
Your eyes, he'll be here soon. A calming voice, a melodious tune. Here's the sound of life anew.
So Semi Duke will be at the Campfire series that City of Waterloo via the Arts and Cultural Industries are hosting. So you said May 8th.
To kick off the series for the summer, the first of eight, weather permitting. Yeah, real favorite in the square. Sammy Duke played a lot of our art markets in the past and has a wonderful mix of his own material and well-known covers with his own sort of twist on it. And really great at engaging with the audience, too. Really good banter. And he's
okay,
very funny.
Okay, nice.
And, yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, what else does the city have?
Well, so many things. Some of them are like the Campfire series that are like repeating events throughout the season, and others are sort of our like keynote one-off per year larger festivals. Like, well, for example, when I met Bob at Winterloo a few months ago, that's a great tradition, I suppose, in Waterloo going for over two decades, I think. A few other larger ones in the summer. A big one that we're working towards, where I think we'll see you both back, and that's through emailing about it, is how I ended up here today, Open Streets. Mm-hmm. Also, I think about two decades old, continues on. That'll be on June 15th in the public square and also on Willis Way. Lots going on there. This year we're going to have KW Breaker Crew, a really awesome group of breakdance DJs, dancers, different styles of dance. They get the general public up there and show them how to do it, and they do some battles. It's really fun.
Wow.
Really, really cool thing to see. Some pretty high-level breakdancing in the square, as well as an art market, some other community groups having info booths there, a lot of activities for kids. And it'd be so awesome that CKMS will be there. And I think this time properly, because you're going to bring Cameron, your DJ. So he'll play live for the art market, but also you can stream it to air, which I think is going to be really cool, because I've always felt bad for you in the past where you're there, but you're a radio station, but we're not hearing anything out of your booth. So I think this is going to be way more fun for everyone and make more sense.
Thank you. Thank you for that. We're pretty super excited, actually, to be able to collaborate. And it's going to be DJ Denim as well as some of our own DJs. Yeah, we get to show what we can do, and we get to meet the community that we're part of and hand out our flyers and actually meet people. Is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's what events are all about, are sort of win-win situations where it's like there's great talent and we can help facilitate audiences, and it's what everybody wants. So very excited to see what you do. It's a six-hour event. You can do whatever you like and broadcast it, and I think get people excited. Maybe it'd be fun if you had a chance to talk to some people there, art market vendors or kids that are there or whatever. I think that's a really awesome thing that live radio can do.
Thank you. Yeah, we're looking forward to meeting people and connecting on that day. Mm-hmm. Do we have some more music, Bob?
Clarissa Diacno is playing on the square as well.
That's right. Clarissa Diacno plays with us about once a year, and she'll be playing at our second Campfire event, which is on May 22nd in the square.
Wow.
Again, 6 till 8 p.m. She brings an amazing guitarist friend, Caleb, backing music for her. Again, wonderful mix of originals, some covers. Always a real crowd pleaser, Clarissa. Great to have her back again this year.
That's awesome. All right, let's listen to Clarissa.
I'll always be crazy. Sometimes I go mad. It took you to save me. Damn, I was feeling so sad. But then you came around, my heart hit the ground. Feeling lost in the clouds. I don't wanna get out. Losing all track of time. Got me out of my mind. Got me out of my mind. And I wouldn't.
Gotcha. got it so bad.
She got it so bad.
These changes don't faze me.
Oh no.
Cause I know that this thing could last. Cause when you came around, my heart hit the ground. Feeling lost in the clouds. I don't wanna get out. Losing all track of time. Got me out of my mind. Got me out of my mind. And I wouldn't.
So that was Any Other Way, Clarissa Diakno. And she's going to be at the Campfire Series on, I believe, May 22nd.
That's right, yeah, in Waterloo Public Square, yeah.
What a terrific evening that'll be.
I think so, yeah, yeah. You know, she's perfect for the vibe we're trying to set across in the square. Very chill, very fun, you know. A lot of songs that people really love, and her own compositions just blend in so great because they sound like they could be huge songs too.
I know.
She's such a good songwriter and mm-hmm. performer. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be really fun.
I think so. When you guys are brainstorming these ideas, like, what does it look like for you? You're like, how's your team coming together on this?
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of what we do are just like sort of annual events. If it seems to be successful, we'll try to repeat it. Occasionally, we'll try some new things too. But a lot of it's quite set as far as like what I was calling like these keynote events, the annual events each year. Another one, a big one that I think also CKMS will be at is the July 1st Community Picnic in Waterloo Park West. That's a huge one with all sorts of things going on that day. As well, another one that I oversee is called Day of Play. That's also been a long-standing an event for promoting play for mostly children, but adults too, in Waterloo Park near the EB Farm and along the promenade. Our biggest event each year is Lumen, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard of. It's become very popular with audiences, and it's always in late September, and it's a one-night celebration of light-based installations. As well as a few sort of larger installations that go in the square for about a month. Maybe some of the viewers have seen the musical swings and mm-hmm. The teeter-totters and mm-hmm. other things that have happened there in the last few years. So always working towards Lumen as well, which has become the biggest one.
Wow.
Yeah. And then a lot of it, too, is our what we call our affiliate groups, which are also the long-standing festivals, mostly like Buskers Festival, Uptown Jazz Festival, Royal Medieval Fair, things that have been going for generally quite a while, that some of them were actually started as city events and they got so big that they sort of became their own organizations, and the city still helps them with some funding and also some logistics as far as like figuring out details how they can use city properties, whether it's the park or the square or street closures, things like that. But yeah, they're like little fledglings that flew away from the nest a long time ago. We like to make sure they're doing okay as well.
Mm-hmm.
A big, very important part of what Waterloovians have come to love and expect each year.
That's incredible. So what can we expect on July 1st? I know that's not around the corner exactly, but it is a very big day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, again, I'm sure many of your listeners would remember the Canada Day celebrations at Columbia Lake with fireworks and tens of thousands of people. It was put on through a university student group, and they, after many years of great success, they gave that up I think 2018 or 19 before the pandemic. But City Council at the time in Waterloo realized, you know, that's going to be a huge vacuum and that people really grew to love that and would expect something. So they decided that, no, the city itself should take it on in a different format. So we've moved it to Waterloo Park by the old band shell there in the field. Sherwood Audio, our great friends there, bring in a stage line. We have music from 4 p.m. till about 10:30. Lots of great local acts. There's tons of food trucks, community groups there, games and activities. It's very, very casual too. Like a lot of families come through, bring a blanket, kind of settle in for the day, play frisbee, hang out, talk with people, eat some food. And then it all culminates at the end of the night with something that's become really popular. It's a choreographed drone show at about 10 o'clock at night. With 100 drones that go up in this air and for about 10 minutes form different shapes and words, and there's a live soundtrack to it, and people love it. It's a really amazing thing, especially if you've not ever seen it live. It's really something to behold. So working towards that as well.
Nice. All right. What else do we get to listen to? Because all of the bands that we're playing right now is basically City of Waterloo promoted. They're going to be playing over the summer. So we listen to Highness, we listen to Sammy Duke, and then we also listen to Clarissa Diokno. So then what else do we got? Nicolette and the Nobodies. She is great.
She sure is.
Wow.
This is the first time it's being announced, actually, that Nicolette and the Nobodies will be at our July 1st. It's not public knowledge until right now, but my team is very excited to have them. We've tried a few times before, but it's never really worked out because they're a pretty busy band. And I think this could be Nicolette and the Nobodies' year. Just put out a new album. Some really amazing songs, and I just saw recently that when they play our July 1st community picnic, they'll just be fresh back from tour, including playing dates in Nashville, which is perfect for them, and I'm really excited. I hope they get some love down in Tennessee, as I think they might, as they're all of them are stellar musicians, great songwriters, and great performers. Very excited to have Nicolette and the Nobodies.
Don't know.
Our days grow empty.
Nicolette and the Nobodies. And they're going to be at the July 1st day. What is the event called? July 1st?
Yeah, we sort of like rebranded it to be July 1st Community Picnic. Mm-hmm. It's not, it's actually not like a super, super traditional Canada Day event anymore. It's more meant for just everybody to come through, just to kind of gather, hang out, listen to music. Very, very relaxed atmosphere at it, and just like a nice day for everyone to hang out in the park with all their neighbors and make some new friends and see a bunch of their old friends. And I think it's been really good, and we're excited to keep going with this new format of it. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it carries on. I'm sure it will, and maybe even grows a little bit in time as well. Yeah,
I think so. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many people were there last year?
Yeah, actually, Lakin, who you know, is kind of become an expert on tracking audience numbers with different ways. Can't remember offhand the exact number, but it was between 15 and 20,000,
nice.
I think, through the day, and peaking at the drone show with, I think, about 15,000 people.
Yeah.
I might even be underestimating that a bit. So it's pretty full, but not chaotic full.
Very sweet. So then July 1st, what else have we got? Like the campfire that you're doing in the square, how many of those are you doing throughout the summer?
There's eight of them in total.
There's eight of them?
Yeah. I'm not at liberty to say a few of the others because I don't have signed contracts from them, but I've been talks with a bunch of other bands trying to figure out the best date or the best format. There's some university music groups. Last year we had the Balinese Gambolin Band off campus, and that was amazing. Amazing 20-piece band. We will have them back. The other thing that we do coming up soon is we do three of them in the summer, the art markets, which have become very popular for audiences, as well as great enthusiasm from local artists and craftspeople and creative people, having a tent there, displaying what they make and selling it as well. So again, this hasn't actually been officially announced, but I'll just go for it here on your show. On May 31st, we're sort of doing it'll be the first of the summer, but it's also a very special edition of it. Not only will it be an art market with 15 or 20 different artists with tents showing and selling their stuff, it's also called Celebration in the Square. It's sort of a relaunch by the City of Waterloo to have an official event for the new improvements in the square, which are the water feature, water fountain in front of Beer Town, which went in last summer. Decided to wait till the spring to like officially launch it. So that'll be fun, as well as people maybe have seen what we call the shade structures, which are the tall kind of fishbone shaped curved structures on the other side of the square to try to provide some shade, as it can be a little bit punishing in the middle of summer with no shade. And as well as that, we have a large trailer in the square that we've commissioned a local artist to do a custom design for it that'll be done in a vinyl wrap to make it a little nicer than just the standard white color that it currently is, to feature some a mural, basically, kind of that celebrates our community and our artists and our events and things like that.
I love it.
Yeah. There will also be some free drinks, hot and cold drinks, and ice cream there for people who attend. Some remarks by the mayor, some counselors, some other people who have been really involved in these improvements. But then, after that, featuring music by another local musician named Annette Hector, who has hundreds of songs ready to go, plays keyboards, kind of jazzy, kind of rock, real crowd pleaser. It's been playing a lot in local bars and pubs and open up mics and things like that. So I'm really excited to have Annette play for the first time for our team in the square. I think it'll be a great fit for the celebration in the square.
Wow, looking forward to that. Yeah, we couldn't find any music by Annette, no. But we have to come and actually watch the live show, then we can listen there.
Yeah, please do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If somebody is interested in City of Waterloo events, the best place to go to is cityofwaterloo.ca.
Yep, I think /events. Mm-hmm. But if you're into social media stuff, we have a really active and current social media account that's @create_Waterloo. That's a great place to see like the most current and updated things, along with like more images and and also any like announcements if there's changes to events, or because everything we do is outdoors. Myself and my team have become sort of amateur meteorologists, maybe it's almost slightly too superstitious about it, because we're watching it to make sure events can proceed. Sometimes we have to cancel or delay them, but at the same time you try to be a little emotionally detached from it, because it's just the devil that you're dancing with doing outdoor events. And when it works, it's there's nothing like it, you know, when it's a beautiful summer day and everyone's out, and it's like perfect atmosphere for things like that. So yeah, but Create Waterloo is the main banner that we work under.
Okay. Good to know. Bob, are we listening to some more tunes? Highness and Weatherman. Thank you, Scott, for coming into the studio. He's the arts and culture industry manager.
My official title is festival and event specialist.
Oh, you're a specialist. Thank you so much for coming here.
Thank you.
We have a lot to learn.
I do.
I know we have a lot to learn too.
Yeah, but life is just a process of learning. That's what makes it so fun.
I love how involved the city is in sort of creating this nice atmosphere, caring about the quality of life for us city dwellers.
I appreciate you saying that. And I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're in an environment, it can become almost invisible when it's surrounding you, and people can start taking things for granted. But I think Waterloo is a very unique and special community to really get behind in a real way the arts and culture that exists here, to support the people, creative people that are doing things here, as well as, you know, put it forth publicly for audiences. It's not every city that gets behind it to that degree in a municipal way. In fact, I think it's quite rare. Some cities do things, but maybe they're have a very different style of doing it. And then other cities do very little, to be honest, and just sort of hope that their citizens figure it out, or it just happens like very organically or whatnot. But I mean, I've been involved with arts and culture my whole life, and I'm certainly like a proponent of its value. And I do think that it has great, great value for any community in a lot of ways that maybe aren't as obvious right away. In particular, I really think a lot about the value of it for almost like the mental health of a community, you know, that it's very important that things happen, that people can, you know, go out and be part of something, feel like there's something going on in the place where they live, that it's part of, like, the world that way, that you don't have to, it's not like a thing you have to travel to a bigger city no. to experience, that it happens here, and it's just as good as any other place. And it's good for, you know, civic pride, it's good for so many things, you know, for kids growing up to be able to go out and see live music, to see art, to do fun things in their community. It keeps me busy, but also at the same time, when you work really hard and you're at an event, there's thousands of people and you can kind of tell that they're having fun, you know, it feels good too. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud to work for Waterloo as a city that understands, I think, the big picture of how that really functions. And it's just kind of good for everyone.
And also, like, not everybody has the ability to get away in the summer and go to the cottage or go to the beach, or some of us literally, like, this is our life.
Yeah.
So when you bring the life to the city and sort of keep that heart pumping for us, it really means a lot.
Yeah, I think a lot about that. Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a nice idea, and a lot of people do that, but certainly is not the case for a lot of people. So, you know, on these weekends, there's options locally what to do. It's not like it turns into some ghost town on weekends and there's just nothing happening. There's plenty of things to do, even on, you know, on weeknights too. It's kind of nice in the summer when the days are longer, mm-hmm. after work or school or whatever, you can just kind of go and see something for a few hours and still be home at a reasonable time to get to bed and things like that. Yeah, so I mean, it's maybe I kind of came out of more of the contemporary art world in the summer. Was a time that people kind of took a break.
Yeah.
In the summer, it was really concentrated in the fall and the spring mostly. But this is different because it's very much, as I said, we're working outdoors, so trying to do things when the weather is right. And, you know, and sometimes there might be slight lack of programming and other things if they're focusing more in, say, September, when trying to hit when the students are back or mm-hmm. Things like that. So I think it's great to have things in the hot months for people to do for
when
free.
When people can be outside, because we spend so much of it indoors or just waiting for nicer weather. Mm-hmm. And then we have these like hot months where we want to spend as much time as possible outside so that we can survive the winter in Canada.
That's it. I mean, that's sort of like how I think Montreal works. It's so cold in the winter, but wow, is there a lot of stuff going on mm-hmm. in the summer. And I think people, they're so ready in Montreal to get out in the summer. And it's kind of, climate's not much different here, and it's a little bit of a similar situation as well. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, maybe we'll listen to another song here.
Nice.
Just some Nicolette and the Nobodies. Show Up.
Oh, yeah.
On the thing.
was another song with Nicolette and the Nobodies. And we still have Scott McGovern with us here in the studio. And we've been talking about the upcoming summer. Well, some of it is starting already in the spring, events put on by City of Waterloo. So thank you, Scott, for coming into the studio and supporting us here. What are you looking forward to? I know you have a lot on your plate and you're saying this is what you love to do. So hitting the road running or hitting the ground running, what are you looking forward to at this moment?
Well, I mean, it's a funny one because it's a lot of work, but then there's these flashes of the payoffs of it when you kind of, help facilitate something. And then there comes to a point where it's just almost like self-running. Like everyone who wanted to be involved or is involved is doing their thing. You just kind of stand and watch it happen. I personally find that really satisfying. You know, it's sort of like creating a little monster that's a friendly one, and it's like just alive for a few hours on its own. All the parts are in place. I've just always been really interested in anyone or anything that can create conditions for things like that to happen, almost like as a phenomenon or something. It's just like, well, I think this thing would work with this, and if we package it this way or promote it this way, people get it, and they'll come out and they'll really enjoy it, you know? So, yeah, if you ever go to the campfire concerts, for example, you might see me wearing a City of Waterloo baseball hat, and I'll be standing beside the stage and nodding my head, and just kind of taking it in like just everyone else. And for me, that's super satisfying, yeah. And just seeing, local artists have their chance to do their thing, be supported that way. And it's like little steps to the top of the mountain, I think, instead of one big leap. And they can find a few fans here or there, or find a few followers online, or build it up to the next thing of... Maybe, find more success outside of this area, for example, based on what they're doing here. All that, it's like this ethereal approach to arts and culture. It's like a slow burn, but it can also be really exciting as well to see how it transpires in the short term and also in the long term over time. Yeah.
Wow. Well, we've been listening to a lot of great music, and all of these artists are going to be, and even more.
Many more.
This is just the tip of the iceberg that we've been playing today, but they're very important ones.
Yeah, many, many more. We support, I'd say hundreds of artists each year through our team, different disciplines, musicians, visual artists, and all sorts of other things like dancers, DJs, breakdancers, crafters, everything in between. Try to figure out how to get behind the wide range of creative people that are doing cool things around here.
So when artists get linked up with City of Waterloo, is it something that you discover, or do artists also contact you?
It's quite a range. A lot of things that we do are all based on call for submissions that are open to anyone. I'm trying to make it really easy and accessible for people to apply. You know, it's kind of at once unfortunate, but also a great tribute to this area, is that often there's a lot of interest in it, which is always a little sad to turn people down for things when they're trying to do great things. But it's also like another reminder of how many creative people there are around here. Others, we are sort of like selective because it's very specific things that we require. Yeah, it's a huge range of like new people and people we worked with, and people come and go and move out of the area, move into the area, work with students. It's kind of all over the place.
That's good. Mm-hmm. It always amazes me when events happen in KW and you see the people come out. And it's like, where do they all go after this event? Because there's like thousands of people that come out to a lot of these events.
Yeah, it's quite a tribute, people want to get out. People want to feel like they're part of something.
Yes.
People want to see other faces and, feel like there's vibrancy, I suppose, where they live. Yeah.
That's for sure. Well, we only have a couple of more minutes to go. We are Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7. I'm Yenny. With us here is Bob, as well as Scott McGovern. So CKMS Community Connections is on Mondays at 11 a.m. until 12, and also bi-weekly Fridays at 3 p.m. We can be found on RadioWaterloo.ca website. Check us out there. If you are somebody who is interested in radio yourself and you have a topic, or maybe you love a certain type of music, you should think about starting your own show, because that's how I got started. I had an idea for a show and I submitted my application and became a paying member, and then I did a show about horses for years and mental health, and that's what I love. So, and now I'm part of this show here. So really care about the community, and thank you for listening. I'm Yenny, and I hope you all have a really great day, and go and check out City of Waterloo create_Waterloo on Instagram. Find it on there.
Thanks, Yenny. Thanks, Bob. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.